Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6390. Baruch Hashem, the 13th of Tammuz, Haytov Shin Chai, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe said to the honorable and elevated, a man of great distinction, energetic man, without a lot of titles here, a man who have lots of activities by supporting the tents. What does he mean, the tents? The tents of Torah and Yerushalayim. Those are the places in which they teach Torah and fear of heaven and pure Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Tahira. Harav Moirenu David Shalita. So this rabbi was Rabbi David Turgeman or Turgeman, who lived in Rabat, Morocco. Shalom Avraham. And the Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness I am receiving reports from the Hasidim in Morocco, from the help and the support that your honor gives them in their holy work to in education, holy pure education, that you are supporting them in their endeavors. Especially, the Rebbe says, I was very happy when I received a letter from the great titles of Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, a major activist, and with many activities, all titles for Moreinu Rav Binyamin Eliyahu Shlita Gorodetsky. That's Rabbi Gorodetsky. He was basically the Rebbe's representative over there in that whole area. And he wrote to the Rebbe about their meeting and about the discussions that they had and how your honor put an effort to help them to base and develop and to widen these holy institutions. So the Rebbe says, there is not enough to explain the great blessing and success that these holy institutions bring, not only to their students, the boys and the girls that learn there and are educated in there, but also to all of the families and to the whole community members. As explained in our Torah, which is a Torah's Chaim, the Torah of life, that this is brings success for everybody. And the Rebbe says, who can express the great merit of all those who participate in strengthening and widening these holy institutions? Because the one who gave the Torah, which is the creator of the world and runs the world with individualized supervision, so that any addition in supporting Yiddishkeit and spreading Yiddishkeit immediately has the reward right besides it with additional blessings, even more than the main, from the blessings of the heavens above, children, life, the food, meaning all needs in a wide way for you and your family members and good. The Rebbe says, if you're supporting this, the people that support these institutions, Hashem sees all this because Hashem is the one that created the world and runs the world. So if you add support in spreading Yiddishkeit, it brings right with it the reward is right besides it. And this brings even additional blessing, even more than the principal blessing. We're talking about additional blessings from above in everything you need. Children, life, your parnasa, mezoin derevicha, for you and your family and the good. And since now, the Rebbe says, our auspicious day, the days of redemption of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, because the Rebbe is writing this letter on the 13th of Tammuz. And the Rebbe says, it's on his name that these institutions were called Ola Yosef Yitzchok Lubavitch. So the Rebbe says, I'll mention you on the Tzion, on the resting place of the Master of Joy, and for sure he is going to arouse great compassion for success in the holy work, and also in your personal matters, physically and spiritually together, which really are hinged one on the other. If you have success in the physical, you'll have success also in the spiritual, and vice versa. The spiritual will bring success in the physical, with honor and blessing for good news and all the above. So the Rebbe was very much appreciated for his participation and help that he has provided for the Chabad institutions in Morocco. And the Rebbe is telling him that supporting this brings all these blessings for the community and for the all of the people, but especially the privilege of those who have the special privilege of supporting this institution and having them increase and bringing about all the blessings, especially during this auspicious time of Yud Gimel Tammuz, which is the day of the joy of the previous Rebbe, who's named, who these institutions are named after, Ola Yosef Yitzchok.